Christmas show, it's time for the Sarah Christmas show. Gas up the minivan, here we go, it's time for the Sarah Christmas show.
Podcast.
Welcome to my little world. You are listening to the Christmas Show podcast, and my name is Sarah Christmas. Thank you for joining us. This is episode 6. That means we are halfway through our first season as an official podcast. I don't know what date it is where you are, but from where I am sitting this very moment, it is 11-11-11. I'm very excited. Happy Nigel Day, everyone. On this episode, we sit down with Cornmo and hang out in the back of a truck with Chris Darden. One of them is a musician, the other one is a comedian. Both of them are funny, and both of them kind of remind me of Meatloaf. We've also got new music by 357 Lover, Farnell Newton, Devlin Common, and Josie Charlwood. So please sit back and enjoy a very fun, slightly professional podcast.
A story of change that came with wings. Pretty is the skyline, the sky is my eyeline. Son of the most, so from up high I shine. Suited and proud, I stay mellow like Lala. Young, fresh with dollars, ladies go gaga. I'm the cum laude, top of the class. Black Wall Street, so my stock will never crash. Giving what I ask, pure religion and cash. For the windows that open, I'm raising my glass. Daylight beams, nightlife schemes. This is my inception, I'm writing my dreams. Immortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Started with a dream, I wanted to be Run DMC. The Lord put the blessing upon DMC. O to the M, dreams were spoken to him. That's when I knew my flows would overflow to the rim. Open my eyes, yes sir, this is what I'm made for. To go hard in the paint like D-Wade or D-Rose. From the same streets that we rose. International heroes at world primos. Red carpet magic, taking pictures with the president. Total for healthcare, my music is the medicine.
Cornmo is with us today. I'm so excited to have you here. You are a man who has never shied away from the theatrics of music. You are currently at the helm of 357 Lover, an arena rock glam. Is it rock glam rock band? What do you prefer?
We keep changing.
Whatever suits the mood. It does. I noticed not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, you guys were performing and you had trapeze artists swirling about above you. Now, you are a rock band. How do you move yourself into that sort of vaudevillian tradition? Where is this coming from?
Well, we started, I think back in 2001. We played a circus rock opera. My girlfriend co-wrote with me. She performed trapeze, and we started there. We had different circus acts come in to perform with, so we sort of learned as we went, and this was just sort of an obvious thing for us to do. We knew a bunch of trapeze artists. Two of them had songs written specifically for them. So we decided to start doing our evening. We do it every other month.
And you're doing this in New York, are you doing this in Brooklyn, or where are you guys having these regularly?
We're doing it in Brooklyn. There's a place in Williamsburg called Big Skyworks. Mm-hmm. It's a trapeze loft that has classes during the day and shows at night.
How awesome! That is so fun. I feel like that's one of those only in New York things, or maybe in a film that's just absolutely cinematic. Now, Other than trapeze artists, I've seen you guys on stage. I saw you at the Knitting Factory a couple years ago. I think it was the Knitting Factory, doing your variety show. Now, this was a concept that I adored. I absolutely love, I'm a big fan of the vaudevillian tradition. And, what I liked about you guys is you were a full band hosting a variety show. So you would do a, you know, a set and then you'd bring someone else on that was a completely different act. How did you get all of that? What inspired all of that? I guess I'm guessing it's from your a further community of artists up there.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a residency there, which, you know, is one night a week for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we sort of felt that having people come and hearing us just play music 4 times in 1 month might get a little old.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's when we decided to break it up. And it was a long evening, but it was so entertaining that people stayed till, you know, midnight or whenever after it was over. And, yeah, it seemed to work really well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of acts would you have on?
Well, we would have a comedian and one or two circus performers, a solo music performer, and another band. Yeah, it always worked.
Yeah, it is a wildly fascinating. And even just... you know, even just a 357 lover, just that your set in and of itself is one of the more entertaining, musical acts that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot. You used to perform with the Polyphonic Spree and, you've supported, They Might Be Giants and Ben Folds. But just like you by yourself at a piano, you come up with some of the most delightful lyrics that I have ever encountered. I mean, it is like you have a way of storytelling through your music. I think one of my favorite moments, one of my favorite Cornmo moments was watching G4 one day and y'all came up playing Event Horizon, which I understand was hidden away in a vault for several years before it saw the light of day. Is that true?
Yeah.
Now, this is for those of you who may not have seen or heard.
It was recorded in.
It's like 1998, right? Something along there.
What's that?
What is it, like 1998 that was recorded? Yeah.
Yeah, back in Denton.
Back in Denton, when y'all were at UNT, and the song is an homage to the film Event Horizon. I highly suggest you check out the video because it's epic. Now, you've had a couple of albums out already that have furthered your cult following. You've got the your favorite hamburger is a cheeseburger, and then Diorama of a Golden Lion. Now this year, your third release is The Purchase of the North Pole, and you guys are in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign to press this onto vinyl. Now, I was really intrigued to find out that The Purchase of the North Pole is a title based on a Jules Verne adventure novel in which a Baltimore gun club raises money to acquire the North Pole in hopes of tilting the world on its axis 67 degrees north, causing many countries, mostly in Asia, to be overcome by floods, and then they try to blow up Kilimanjaro, and the world falls into panic. Are you expecting as much from your album?
Yes. I'd be happy with the results. It's the world back just by the music.
Uh-huh.
It's going to create more of a greater magnetic field so that we can have mass transit in a less fossil fuel environment. That's what this album's going to do.
That is a proactive approach. Now, on such an environmentally, that's a powerful thing for an album to do. Now, talk about a little bit. You guys have already recorded this and everything. What was driving a lot of the creativity in the process of this album for what we will hear while the world is being tilted on its axis?
I don't know. We just sort of kept making stuff.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And that is enough, really, to tip it over. Now, you're going to be in Los Angeles very soon. When are you going to be there, and where are you playing?
November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, at the Hotel Cafe.
Very fun. Are there going to be any circus acts or anything? How do circus acts, do you think, go over in L.A. versus New York? Do you think they're as accepted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a huge circus scene out there.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of...
So it'll just be normal piano people sitting down.
Normal.
They'll have alcohol. That's about the excuse. circus.
I'm sure it'll turn into some kind of circus. Well, Cornrow, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us today. Go to it's 357lover.com. Is that the best place to find you? And check out their Kickstarter campaign. You have lots of really fantastic prizes, like whispering people's names. Talk about a couple of the other incentives for kicking in for this album.
We'll sing to you over the phone. You can be in a music video. You can get your name written on the album credits. We'll fly out to your house and play. Yeah, those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
You get tattoo work done.
Yeah.
Like voice lesson, drum lesson. Yeah, there's got to be some other things in there. Stickers, I guess those are the most important.
Yeah, stickers and tattoos are really the driving force behind getting an album made. I mean, especially the kind of album that's going to be, flooding most of the earth and causing explosions and things. So, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for sitting down with me today. I appreciate it, Cornmo.
Sure.
Thanks.
I saw pretty make pretty even prettier. Wrapping lights around a flower bed. As I tackled you gently. Credit your sweet, sweet head. Your sweet, sweet head. Your sweet, sweet head. Your sweet, sweet head. I know, I know, I know. Now all the things you do. Now all the things that you go through. I know, I know who you go. Who loves ever goes to me. Just to get those after. Fall from your tree just to get me out.
Welcome to This Minute with Dr. Bethany. I'm Sarah Christman, and I am your host today, and I'm here with our esteemed guest. Dr. Bethany, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Lovely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is always a pleasure. You know, when you are not on the show, we talk about you every episode, so it's only right that you come on so people don't think that you're my imaginary friend, as my mother has long suspected. Though our mothers have long suspected us of much, have they not?
Yeah, no, in fact.
Yes, that has been quite a bit. Now, the point of this segment is to capture the savage banality of an everyday educator. And Bethany, we ask you this week, you're hep with the kids. What's going on in the world of teenagers today?
Currently, there is a homecoming crisis. It used to be that you would wear a mom and a garter, and that's fine. Then people started putting bears on them, which seemed a little ridiculous, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Then they started doing lights. So it was out of control when I was in high school. Now it's insane. The mums are literally so heavy, you have to wear a rope around your neck, like some sort of barnyard animal. And there are no less than 3 bears on any solid mum with lights. And the guys have bears on their garters. And you can't even walk down a hallway anymore. It sounds like cattle because there are so many cowbells attached to these.
And how long do they wear them? Just the one day a year?
No, they've started wearing them a week. It's so hyperbolic. I have had it.
Okay, so I don't know what hyperbolic means.
It's just absolutely out of control. Is it to the extreme. Extreme exaggeration.
Oh, that is an extreme exaggeration. That is a gaga exaggeration.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the direction we're headed. Like, they're going to have bears that are like train conductors. They're going to have like a Lady Gaga costume around them. And a little like bear will drive around the train. But they'll have to be attached to a power cord at any given moment. So I imagine they'll have to carry like a rolling suitcase or some sort of generator to make their moms work in the future.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you can probably battery operate a lot of that stuff. I mean, they do it for
Well, they better
everyone.
Stay away from water.
Yeah.
Because these mums are becoming deadly.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to combine electricity and the water with the children, anyways.
Although, we'd get rid of all those people wearing mums, so, you know.
I'm going to have the Olympic torch on Ethan's mum for homecoming this year. It will burn the eternal flame. And it will play. It'll play that song. The Chariots of Fire? Is that the one?
No, I was thinking the Eternal Flame song, the Belinda Carlisle. Isn't that the one?
Is this burning an eternal flame? Close your eyes. Oh, God. People have just tuned out.
I would have. Nick does.
Nathan has unsubscribed from
us. Absolutely. We've lost every listener but ourselves.
Our apologies. We couldn't. We could not stop that. It was
It's
hyperbole.
Been a karaoke night already.
It has. I sang Seven Nation Army and I felt it.
Yeah.
I meant it.
Yeah.
I did.
You've got to. Like, 90% of that scoring is enthusiasm.
And I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding right before the Lord. But you know, only 28% great. You did better. You sang alone and you got 86% great.
Yeah, although it would have been better if my husband would let me sing Independence Day, because that is my signature
That's
song.
That's not better. That's not better. That's the worst possible option.
I have really started doing it with emotion. Like, I feel that house burning. I sang to the dogs.
It's because we want to burn the house down when you sing Independence Day. It is out of control.
Nope.
The dogs can't hear it. The dogs can't hear it. But Nick and I can hear it. And please don't sing it
anymore. Nope, it's amazing. And you're all missing out.
It's
and
going to the
one day when I become very famous on iTunes with my rendition at 99 cents, y'all will feel really bad about it.
Yeah, I would feel really bad about it. You know, I'm available for free on iTunes.
I'll do bar mitzvahs.
I'll do bar mitzvahs. I've been to bar mitzvahs. I've done bar mitzvahs.
I'll do kids' birthdays. JK, I hate kids.
I will not do kids' birthdays. I draw the line at that one.
No.
No.
14-year-olds are bad enough.
Okay. So, before we leave for the day, why don't you give us our entertainment minute? What's happening today in the world of entertainment?
Entertainment minute. The Lohans are all incarcerated.
All of them?
Well, no, just two of them, but for funny reasons, like stealing necklaces and domestic battery.
Okay, so let me guess from that one, Lindsay and her dad?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Her dad's in jail, been denied bail, jumped out of a window and broke his foot trying to evade the police, and then they took him to the hospital, brought him back and arrested him. Meanwhile, she's working in a morgue somewhere.
Yes, I heard that, and she got in trouble because she was tweeting about working at the morgue.
Exactly. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I love the Lohans. They never disappoint.
Yeah, never ever. Thank you so much today. Indeed. For joining us for this minute with Dr. Bethany. I'm Sarah Chrisman. Have a good night.
One, two, three, four.
We all need to talk about what just happened.
What?
Okay, Chris Darden, Nathan Gary, you guys just finished up a stellar show. I want to explore why shows like this one in particular are so important.
Well, it's a punching bag, Sarah. It's a training gym, and They're not. That's the thing. No, I see. I don't. I take pride in not turning down work, even when it's an hour and change to drive there for nothing.
Well, it wasn't nothing. I mean, you guys were greeted with a very lively crowd tonight.
I had fun.
You
had fun.
A solid
you know what?
Seven.
Yeah. You know what? I did okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I did great. I opened up. Did some took some risks, didn't pay off, but there you go. This comes with the territory, I guess.
It does. These Malibu and Dr. Pepper crowds in the a pretty shady corner of, I'm guessing, Garland area.
And let's not forget the awesomeness of a post-mortem in the back of his Jeep in the parking lot. We're really living it up here.
We really are.
I did think my Jeff Foxworthy was going to be more appreciated than it was.
That was
fun. I outdo it!
This crowd, indie crowd, more into your Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
for whatever
they
reason.
Like the Owen Wilson
really
better than the Jeff Foxworthy.
They love the Owen Wilson. Well, he's a hometown boy, so I guess this is just the kind
of... You know what he is?
They
for whatever reason, though, my cutting myself jokes didn't go over.
I think they did it for about 4 minutes, and then the other 6 minutes of cutting yourself jokes.
So,
come now. That supposes that I did a whole 6 minutes of comedy.
It was five and a half. Let's be serious.
Yeah, seriously. That was... no, come on. These shows are fun, right? Yeah. I mean, they have a...
I like stories.
They're
I like to do things so I can tell my friends about them later.
Yeah.
But at the time, usually, I had fun tonight.
And what about our headliner refusing to get off stage?
Refused. Got heckled and then approached the heckler in a very inappropriate manner.
Instantly, she shouted out something kind of benign. See you, Tyson.
By a performer from the evening who did equally as well as us.
We all did great.
Yeah, everybody did good.
That was Tyson Pfeiffer.
He also did jokes tonight.
He did very well tonight.
He did
I was very
well
impressed.
Tonight.
That was new material that I had.
And by the way, we all did very well. Let's keep in mind we were playing it fast and loose with the term very well.
Delusion.
Very well.
Speed delusion.
Very
let's
well.
Just speed it. Like this
is a metaphor.
Across the world of comedy, there are fewer moments brighter than this right here.
Yeah.
It's very...
We're stars. This is showbiz.
Disgusting.
I'm referring to what I do in showbiz at all times. Because it's like you're performing at Lone Star Roadhouse.
I'm in showbiz.
Or at Monkeys. Or at, the back of a Denny's. And you're like, entertainment.
This is the classiest form of theater.
I feel like you're being sarcastic when you refer to Monkey's Pub and Grub in the golden gem of Texas known as Saxy, Texas.
Saxy, Texas. My favorite part, I got heckled 3 times, wasn't even on stage tonight.
Who'd you get heckled by?
Oh, by the drunken one.
The drunken one yelled at me.
He said,
I think Asher had a joke. He said something about, are there any Obama supporters left? And I clapped. And I heard this lady behind me goes,
no Obama.
She goes, this is not the time to clap.
Ooh.
Oh, it was chilling.
You should have known. I'm just going to throw
that in. I know, right?
You should have known.
That was almost like one of those where a girl wears revealing clothing and gets raped. You should have known.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's all on the woman.
Skirt.
Like
she was asking for it.
They always are. That's the way of the world. And then the other one was, I seriously thought I was Woody Allen and you were Sun Yi.
Yeah.
We could go either way.
And then it turns out that you were Woody Allen and I was...
Random Asian woman was Sun Yi and Tyson Pfeiffer, I guess, was Woody Allen?
No, he called
me. He was Woody Allen and I was Sun Yi.
Oh, you two.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess because I'm wearing glasses and a scarf.
You know.
I look like Woody Allen.
Nathan Guerra. Woody Allen, I think. Chrisman.
I've been told.
Yeah, me too.
You think you're the first.
You were flattered, though. Your
second.
Face turned red.
Yeah.
I turned red with excitement.
Yeah.
I'm going to Dear Diary.
Yeah.
Tonight at Lone Star. Yeah. God, I want to say Legend. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, man.
Jeez.
Lone Star Legend.
Save it for the blog.
Fact check it for the blog.
Lone Star Legend is the theater one, isn't it? Yes, that's the big theater, the big empty.
We performed there with a quinceañera going on right next door, which looked a lot more fun than what we were doing. Want to get in there.
It was amazing, the pedophilia fodder that was coming in and out of there.
It's in the walls. I swear that's what they like sealed the mortar with, is pedophilia, because that building is creepy.
You can smell it.
It used to be an old movie theater. Now it's just a big, like, gutted out. Yeah, there's just like, yeah.
They ripped up the seats like last week. Yeah. it's still sticky.
There's popcorn on the ground still. Dog has been abused. You can just tell. You can just smell it.
You can just know.
It makes you sad.
And we performed there.
And how did we do?
We destroyed it.
Very well. That actually was a decent crowd then.
Yeah, they laugh. It was fun, but the speakers, you could hear your own voice, so I was thrown off instantly by, like, you know, you're hearing yourself, and then the joke, like, oh, it's bad, because, like, you feel like you're Spider-Man, like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna catch this quicker than you will, and you can't time the appropriate times to pause for no laughter.
For those of you who are playing the home game, Spider-Man's superpower was being able to hear things from the future.
Yes. Spidey senses. It's, he has like a split second future sense. That's what I was getting
at.
Too far of a stretch?
No, plenty of our listeners will totally understand.
I wasn't having any fun either at all. Okay. I was being dead serious.
You're in a puddle.
Nathan just traipsed through a puddle. Hey.
You're in a puddle.
I've discussed this with Nathan a lot. I really enjoy his company, but I do feel like our interactions are way more awkward than they need to be. Because there's a mutual respect, I hope.
You're my best friend.
Almost.
You're almost my best. I realize there's Josh Johnson, you know, and I get that. Hey, like, I'm not cool. He's on my side of town, man.
We come from the same side of the tracks. We do. You're on the other side of the 30.
Yeah, y'all are Riggs and Murtaugh. I get that.
And we're more like Tango and Cash.
I don't see that one so much.
It's not a good comparison, to be honest. It's not a very good movie.
Great movie, though. You're more like Rob Schneider and Sylvester Stallone in Judge Dredd.
Okay, sure.
Does that work?
Who's Rob?
No, no, no. Rob Schneider and Sylvester Stallone in... Demolition
Surf
Man.
Ninjas? Oh.
Surf Ninjas.
Demolition Man. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. No, I think it was Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas. I'll be Rob Schneider and Surf Ninjas, whatever the comparison. I don't care.
I think you guys are like Amos and Andy. You're like Radio Amos, and he's like TV Andy.
Famous Amos. Uh-huh.
So where does that leave us again? Almost best friends.
Almost best friends.
I'll
give you the Predator handshake. You son of a bitch.
For our listeners, they are doing a Predator handshake. It's quite frightening. All right, so we're going to be with your super best friend, Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
And your almost best friend, Nathan Guerra. And Paco Worth, next Monday, the 14th.
And where?
J&J's. The pizza. Old dirty basement.
Now, do they serve beer there?
They do have Schlitz beer on tap.
The finest in the county.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's the best news I've heard all week.
Oh, a little bit, little side for, we get a comedian's bonus of Schlitz beers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the pizza. The pizza is... The pizza is delicious.
Is it?
Speaking of.
Pizza's delicious. The beer is there.
The comedy is a dollar.
Beer is present.
There is beer.
We will drink
where
it.
Where you want it to be.
All I need to know.
It's going
to
be fun. Thank you for letting us tailgate after your
of course.
Fantastic yeah. show.
Can I do some plugs?
Please do some plugs.
At CG Darden, D-A-R-D-E-N, on Twitter. Follow it. I'm okay.
Oh, he's funny.
And chrisdarden.tumblr.com. He's just starting my Tumblr.
Oh, good.
Put up some stuff. Cool.
Put some stuff up. He's very funny. Follow him. He's very funny.
Please follow him.
Yes. Thank you so much. This is Sarah Christman.
This has been great.
Thank you.
One, yeah. Long gone are the days and no worries. Kids need money, so they start bagging up in a hurry. And 100 sweeter than honey when you're cold and tired with the emptiest tummy. Government says that computer games keep changing the way the kids think today. Not one of them didn't stop thinking, say, about inflation and all of the tax we pay. You get robbed at work and robbed on the street, says back to the street, getting rid of that weight. I'd love to run a big black van over the tax man and reverse turn his pockets out. It's no good being broke on the street, getting chased by police, sent mental but smoking a weed. Big brother's got both eyes on me. How the fuck am I supposed to proceed? Paranoid looking over my shoulder, cause I think everybody's looking over my shoulder. I'ma say this, I'm black and white like a lone ranger. I'm a deranged loner, everyone's a stranger. These times got me not trusting anyone. You could get topped up by anyone, and it could be anybody, anyone. With a knife, with a gun, I'm 18 now, praise to God I see 21. Backstabbers, slags and backsnatchers, crack matters in flats tattered. Shots pass crack through the front window that's been shattered. It gets chopped like salad, then shots get scattered. I'm from the land of exploding backpackers, crack whores and slappers, hard workers, slackers, stabbers and metal packers that are callous. After this I feel like nothing matters. Can't even fart and get away with it, let alone cocking a gun and then spray with it. What can I say? It's your life and you'll pay with it. Cause the CCTV's moving in, and it's all you proceed to start shooting him. Now welcome to Dallas, son, you're moving in. You need to rethink the shoes you're...
Hello everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am Sarah Christman, and you have tuned in to the Christman Show podcast. This is a very exciting episode. It is episode 6, and that means that we are halfway through season 1 of a podcast. So congratulations, everyone. I'm really proud of everyone. And thank you for joining in. You guys are on episode 6, so you are early adopters of this podcast. And that, therefore, makes you something that you can self-righteously hold over the rest of the people who are just getting on the podcast bandwagon. You see someone with their, they're like, oh, yeah, I love podcasts. And you can be like, yeah, do you know about the Christman Show podcast? And then you can have an awkward conversation and maybe sing them a nice little song. I suggest this with all the new people that you meet. So anyways, thanks for sticking in there with us. And we have lots more to come. Many fun guests this week. Many much fun guests. I'm feeling very cultured because I spent the weekend in Addison. I went to a book fair, and then I went to an art festival and an art museum. Am I getting whispery and talking about the museum? There's no reason to whisper talking about a museum. Dinosaurs can't hear us. Not especially if we're whispering into the microphone. Nathan, how are you today?
Hello.
Hello. How long did I go without whispering and getting thoughtful?
I want to say 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Oh, it will get better eventually, right? I mean, just by default, talking into a microphone and not talking about it. You'll just get better at it. That's why we're all here. You guys are here to listen to me practice communication. You're welcome. So what did you do this weekend, Nathan?
Nothing, really. Just didn't do a lot. What'd you do? Anything interesting?
I ate...
No? Oh, that sucks. That's, you know, typical woman lifestyle. You're stuck not being allowed to do a lot of things.
It's true. For you. Very restricted on what we can do.
That is horrible. Did you know that Thanksgiving is coming up?
I'm so excited about it. It feels like it with the weather outside. It's all overcast and it's kind of cloudy.
Then. You know that it's coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
And the weather is nice.
I'm not talking about the weather.
Anyway. Thanksgiving.
What were we talking about? Oh, Thanksgiving. That's
Thanksgiving, right.
It is right around the corner, and I am looking forward to eating a Thanksgiving meal. Don't you love Thanksgiving meals?
Oh, my God. It's the best meal of the year, by far.
I wasn't going to go that far.
Really? What beats Thanksgiving?
I wasn't prepared for a debate. I just didn't think getting all hyperbolic about it was necessary straight out of the box. That's all I'm saying.
It is Monday.
What?
I hyperbolize on Mondays. I can't help it.
Is it Monday?
Is it? It is Monday.
In podcast land, there are no days. There is no time. It is all relative.
What's your favorite dish on the Thanksgiving table?
I'm a big fan of, you know what is always great? is that leftover moment. Like, I don't get me wrong, I like the fresh, but the next day where you just heat everything up in a microwave and then mix it all together and shove it in your mouth.
Yes.
Oh my God. I think I just made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up a little bit.
I'm very excited. Oh God, that sounds amazing.
Doesn't it?
I like to take just a little piece of turkey after everything has been put away and just put some salt on it. Especially the turkey skin. I like to find the least healthy option available to me and then put that in my face. And then pumpkin pie for breakfast for like a week after. Okay, I had pumpkin pie for breakfast yesterday. And I would do it again today too. But I was out of pie.
See, pumpkin pie gets on. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good pumpkin pie. But it is one of those weird pies. Like, you shouldn't be making a pie out of pumpkin. It's kind of like a carrot cake. Like, these are not, give me a pecan pie, man. Give me a coconut cream pie. You know, if you're going to give me a cake, give me a devil's food cake. Give me an angel's food cake. I haven't eaten, so I am talking about food a lot.
Hey, oh, me too. I'm so hungry. I forgot to eat. I've been working all day. I got up at like 7 o'clock this morning and was just.
Oh, where do you work?
I work in front of the camera and the computer.
Oh, so you were at home?
I was at home.
Oh, so you had an opportunity to eat. You just neglected
forgot.
To do so. Okay, see.
Completely forgot. I got tied up doing a YouTube video blog. I haven't done one of those in a long time, and so I spent a little while doing that today.
I'm sorry. Yoohoo video what now?
Yeah, Yoohoo is correct. It's just jibber-jabber. It's 4 minutes, 20 seconds of me jibber-jabbering on the YouTube. I did it to promote our comedy sound check for the next week, and then...
You are a writer by freaking trade. Why didn't you write it?
I've written it, too.
Jibber-jabber.
I have also written it, because once a week, it's okay for me to get on YouTube and jibber-jabber. But I know I just do, just once a week, just do a little video blog. Just a little, I mean, I write, too, but that's also a way that's fun to communicate. Something, I got something to say, and it's less than 5 minutes, and it's really not a whole lot to say. I was actually answering some viewer mail. It was fun.
I wasn't there. I just didn't know what the hell you're talking about. So now that you've gone into further detail, I still don't know what you're talking about, but that's cool. That's, you know, that's life, really. You ask a simple question, you get a complicated answer, man.
I sat in front of a webcam and I talked to myself, and then I posted it on the internet.
Okay, there we go. See, now we're starting somewhere. You sat in front of a webcam.
Mm-hmm, with makeup on.
That's okay, I guess. Was it like one of them high-definition webcams?
No.
Well, okay. So you sat in front of a webcam for how long?
4 minutes, 20 seconds, 21 seconds, something like that. Less than 5 minutes.
So you sat in front of a webcam for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. The lighting made me look like I had died, which was kind of cool, but also kind of annoying. And so I switched to the iPhone camera and then posted it on there.
And what were you talking about?
Mostly I was jibber-jabbering, emailing. It was an email response. Someone had asked me for some modeling advice, and I thought I would offer up a YouTube video in response. And so that was fun. I do some fun facial exercises from the book that I found at the book fair this weekend about it's these little facelifting exercises. You do, like, you pull up on your eyebrows, you pull like these really goofy faces, and it will strengthen the muscles and make you look young. And so I demonstrate that. And then also do a quick plug for our comedy sound check next week. It's a very efficient, very entertaining under 5 minutes.
A lot of what you just said made me sad.
Oh.
Oh, people and their ways.
My ways make you sad?
I mean, I'm making fun of face exercises. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. That is comic. That's why you're talking about it, because it was comical. You can't get on me for addressing it.
Oh, they're fantastic. It is a... It's like a book. It's like calisthenics. And one of my modeling friends actually showed me about it. And so she showed me all about it.
She showed you all about it?
She showed me all about it when we were getting our pictures taken. She said, here's to get real pretty. You just lift up your eyebrow. You hook it up like that. And it really works.
I want you to know, so that you can be aware for future use, that you slipped from Southern into developmentally disabled really quick. And I don't know if that was by choice. I don't know.
I think that was by design.
I just thought that was worth addressing.
Do you remember that Juliette Lewis movie, The Other Sister?
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely an alley worth riffing down where I mentioned developmentally disabled. And then we talk about The Other Sister. All right.
It's related.
Go ahead.
No, that was when that film came out, my family was like, oh, this movie really reminds us of you, Sarah. And I went to see it, and it was a charming film.
Going to edit a lot of this out. A lot.
That's useful. Make it punchier. People get lost and bored. You seem lost and bored right now.
I'm not so much lost and bored as I am bored and lost. When you say lost and bored, it makes it seem like that I got lost in my own thoughts, and then I got bored with my thoughts. Whereas if you say bored and lost, it means I got bored with what was going on, and then I got lost because I wasn't paying attention because I was bored.
Hi, this is Sarah. Thank you for listening to The Chrisman Show. We want to bring you more podcasts, video episodes, and live events. So if you like what you hear, please take a moment to throw us some love through our fundraiser campaign powered by PayPal. Your donation will enable us to make more Chrisman shows, and we'll throw in extra perks for each donation. Thank you so much for your support. Now you can keep up with us on facebook.com/Chrisman Show, CRISMANSHOW, and sarahchrisman.com. Okay, so Occupy Dallas is getting out of hand. You look so exasperated when I say anything. That doesn't bode well for a podcast. It doesn't make me want to share my story about how I didn't get to run into Guy Fawkes yesterday, and I really wanted to. There was no Occupy Dallas stuff in Fair Park. We were in the museum, and my friends and I got all amped up right before. We're like, oh my God, what if we run into the Occupy Dallas protesters down there? Because they're getting kind of out of hand, and like apparently there's some controversy about the police roughing some of them up. I don't know. I haven't gone there, but we were going to the museum. I checked on Twitter to see if they were going to be marching on through. And I, of course, in my imagination, imagined a very rowdy revolution type situation going on. And we were all like, well, if you get pepper sprayed, if we get separated, my friends and I are like, genuinely, we're prepared to face a riot. Should we meet up with that? Get on the train, nothing. Go downtown, nothing. Deep Ellum, nothing. Get to Fair Park, troves and troves of women in pink with boas and ringing bells. I mean, there was hundreds of them. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So we're yelling, get a job to all the Susan G. Komen marchers. So congratulations, everybody, on completing your marathon yesterday. I was really hoping for like an Occupy Dallas and like a Susan G. Komen like battle. Like that would have been something to photograph. I would have enjoyed that. I would have had fun with the Instagram in that one.
Like, I just don't understand how, if there's such a thing as like a mother's instinct, just because at the time she wasn't a mother, I still think that in Back to the Future, Marty McFly's mom wouldn't have been all hitting on him and whatnot and trying to have sex with him in that car. Because she would have felt some sort of weird cosmic connection to him.
She was very aggressive about it, too.
Just didn't make a lot of sense to me. And then the just casual implication of Biff just sexually assaulting. Man, that movie is intense.
It really is intense, man.
I love Back to the Future so much. What were you talking about?
I was talking about Back to the Future.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I knew I was paying attention this time.
Oh, yeah. You were on point. You didn't miss a beat.
People have been sending me emails saying that I need to pay more attention. This time, I'm on point.
Oh.
That's what effort, see, when you're committed to what you do and you love what you do, and you just put forth a little effort, results, man. You see results.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my ab roller. Yeah. All right. All I had to do was put forth a little bit of effort and some time. Find a way to make it beneficial to me. Next thing you knew, boom, sold it on Craigslist for $35. Thank you. That's hard work.
And your abs look amazing. It really works. It really, really works.
I thought I had a time to take a drink of water, but apparently I did not.
Yeah, I didn't have a thought to hold for a drink of water. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
That was my mistake, everybody.
That was the producer's mistake on that one. Not the talk show host over here who's sitting quietly pondering the day. Oh, I wonder. Not what should I say. I mean, I've had time to think about this. There's plenty of things.
I feel like Back to the Future is fodder for thought, but that's cool. That's really just on me. This is your show. So let's talk about, a movie that you like. Are there any new movies that are out that you are looking forward to be going to see? That was a sentence.
It was a sentence.
It was almost a sentence.
I went to a movie yesterday. I went to the IMAX and saw a cool dolphin movie. Dude, dolphins are awesome.
So then no. Basically, is the answer.
I said the answer is yes. I went to the movie yesterday. Why would the answer ever be no?
Because you saw a dolphin. I mean, like a real movie. Fine. Talk about your dolphin movie. Whatever. Talk about dolphins. How majestic they are and smart. Super smart dolphins. They can communicate with humans. Smart too, but whatever.
Hey, do you want to go to the IMAX and watch that dolphin movie?
I have a thing
mm-hmm.
with dolphins.
Dolphins are so smart. There was this... What?
They're not that smart.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, they take tests and they hit levers.
Oh, my God. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That right there, that mentality, it's sick and it's disgusting and it needs to stop. That's like when someone is proud of a child who's reading, okay, and they should be reading a more advanced book. And they go, oh, look how smart that kid is. He's reading. Just because he's finally reading doesn't make him a genius, okay? Just because one other mammal is starting to be evolved or whatever just doesn't make him a genius. They're not going to make Planet of the Dolphins or Rise of the Planet of the Dolphins.
Funnest movie. I would go see that. That's the movie I want to go see. I want to go see Planet of the Dolphins.
I feel like you're trying to piss me out. Look, dolphins do not deserve the attention that we give them.
Are you kidding me? They need more of our attention.
Oh my God.
They're dying away. Remember what the tuna nets did to them?
I love tuna. Do you know how much tuna I buy simply because I hope that I'm eating dolphin meat?
Dolphin meat is delectable.
See, there it is. Thank you. That is what dolphins are good for. Eatins.
Do you know what else I learned about the museum yesterday is shark fins? They make shark fin soup and shark fin chips. And they have a high market value. And so people are lopping off the fins from the sharks and then letting them just drown painfully. That's not okay. Now, I don't really want the sharks to eat the dolphins, but that's going to happen. But you don't have to lop off their fins and turn them into chips. Come on, people. Stop it.
Boom. I got it. I figured it out just as you were talking because I was trying to pay attention, but I lost a little bit somewhere in there. But I'm pretty sure what you're trying to tell me is that it's the fins.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins have fins. Boom. Leave sharks alone. Start cutting the fins off of dolphins. Problem solved. Right? Who doesn't love a shark? There is a movie called A Shark's Tale, right? And it was spectacular. Is there a movie called A Dolphin's Tale? No, I don't think so. I mean, there is that new movie that just came out that's in 3D about the dolphin, but that is neither here nor there.
There is nothing about a tail in the title of that dolphin film. At all. And it's a short film, really. It was 45 minutes long. I don't think that can even constitute. That's not even a 1 hour special on Shark Week or any other documentary time. Any of them. They all have to be more than 45 minutes. I want more dolphin time, folks.
And while we're at it, I'm going to say it. Fuck Dan Marino.
Wow. 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 Why?
Whoa. Okay. If we're talking about dolphins, he can go down as far as I'm concerned. What champion, what Super Bowl did he win?
Like the Dolphins, is he on the football team, the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, yeah, you're a lady. You don't know.
But I translated that fast.
You call that fast?
Well, okay, so first I was thinking
Let's play that back. Let's see how long. Should we play it? Do you want me to go down that
it took
road?
Me,
or do you want to renege on the whole fast thing?
Yeah, okay, so we won't call that fast, but I did.
Nag.
Nag.
Pen. Pin. Pin and pen. Sorry.
I was thinking, well, perhaps he had some kind of Michael Vick type scandal. That was where my mind immediately leapt to where him like doing like dolphin fights. And I was like, oh, what did he do to the dolphins? And then I remembered that story that Jen Kirkman was telling about, she was saying something about dolphins sleeping with humans. And then there was this one dolphin in that film who had this best friend, Mark. And then there was another like weird dolphin human love reference made on like a separate, I think it was a television show. It was on Charlie Day was talking about on Saturday Night Live. It was so weird. Dude, you guys, we got to watch out for the dolphins. I think they're totally up on us.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Look out.
I mean, none of what you said is what I'm saying, but the gist of what you were saying is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we come to the same point.
I hope. I really don't know. Were you talking about having sex with dolphins? Because that is not what I was talking about.
I might have been. Yes, I was.
Damn it. All right. That is, a lot of this is going to get edited out. I want you to know that right now.
But it's all the rage. It's top trend.
And I want
Twitter.
You to take a minute to say edited, because it is kind of fun to say.
Edited.
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 Edited. Edited. You know, if you say it enough, edited, edited, it kind of loses all edited meaning. What's so edited? I have no idea. Edited? I have no idea what that means anymore.
It's a drumming exercise. It's like a paradiddle.
What was I talking about?
Paradiddles and edited.
Edit.
Edited
nope,
paradiddles.
That's not a word anymore. That one's gone. Goodbye, word.
Goodbye, word.
It was just that easy.
Man.
So beware. It is it is just that easy.
They come and they go, folks. It's just the way that it goes.
Words. Word.
Word.
Word. You don't have anything, do you?
I got nothing.
This is your show,
It
man.
Is my show, but do we really have to talk for 45 minutes or 30 minutes?
No.
Or 12 minutes?
This is going to be very heavily edited, though. So
I'm encouraging that.
If we usually, we talk for 3.5 hours, and I only get 30 minutes out of it. I mean, 3.5 hours, we're going back and forth on this thing, and then I cut it down to 30 minutes. That's a lot of editing, okay? We've only been going right now for 1.5 hours. So I barely have, 20 minutes, if that.
If that.
If that.
Maybe you'll just sift it through.
There's a lot of editing involved in this. Editing.
And
editing,
I couldn't do it without, editing, we're not going to go down that path editing. Again.
Sorry.
It is so fun. It sounds nice. I think we could actually launch your beatbox career just based on that one word.
Mm.
You could do it.
Yeah.
You can reach the stars, Nathan. Anything you believe in, you can have. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the Chrisman Show podcast. Join us at J&J's Old Dirty Basement on Monday, November 14th. There's a pool table we will not let you play with. Nathan will make little noises like a bird. And it'll pop all the bubbles of the tension. Little edited tension. Thank you for listening.
treat you, baby girl. Tell me only you're electric for you. Ooh, girl. Shock me like an electric eel, baby girl. Tell me only you're electric for you. Your circuits in the sea. This is what the world is for. Making electricity. You can feel it in your mind. Oh, you can do it all the time. Market it and change the world. You are my electric girl. You're my electric girl.
You won't believe.